We hear again from the Gospel reading of Mark 9. And they brought the boy to Jesus, and when the Spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." In the name of Jesus. The simple prayer to Jesus: "I believe, help my unbelief." Mark 9:24. It's the prayer of the father of the child speaking to his Lord in desperation, but it's the prayer that may be spoken by every Christian. "I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. I have faith, help my unfaith." Faith, that's the problem. And just to be clear, the English word faith and the English word belief come from the same Greek word. So sometimes it's translated one way and other times the other. But it's faith. That's the problem. Do you have faith? Do you have enough faith? Do you need to strengthen your faith? Do your works demonstrate your faith? How strong does your faith feel to you? Do you feel close to Jesus in your faith? Does your faith seem strong on Monday, but then by the time Tuesday noon rolls around, you feel like you hardly have any faith at all? Faith is the problem. Sin is not the problem. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one is not a sinner. We are all in our sinful flesh every moment of our life here on earth. Sin is not the problem, because Jesus takes care of that. He forgives it. He's taken it all of your sin and my sin, the world's sin. He's taken it all up into his body. It's crucified there on the cross. Having taken it from us, Jesus cleanses us of the sin that we have done and of the sin that's been done against us. So have faith in Jesus. That's what takes care of sin. Faith is his word of forgiveness. Faith is that he is a better savior than you are a sinner. Faith, then, that when the law accuses you and presses down on you with your sin and blankets you with the shame of the sin around you, Jesus is there having his gospel spoken into your ears, coming to you in his body and blood. Jesus is there forgiving, cleansing, justifying you, binding you in oneness to himself and to his Father. Have faith in that. Faith is the problem. Do you have enough? The man gives us the prayer to find that answer. "I have faith, O Lord, help my unfaith. I believe, help my unbelief." And then Jesus hears that, and he casts the demon out of the man's son. Where did the man get the faith? Enough, anyway. That's our problem. We think of faith as something like a substance, a quantity, as something you yourself can strengthen, like lifting weights maybe to strengthen your arms or drinking orange juice to strengthen your immune system. Lifting weights, drinking OJ, those might be good to strengthen the body, but faith, how do you strengthen that? And then we've trapped ourselves into coming up with the equivalent of weightlifting or orange juice drinking. Maybe it's read your Bible, not 15 minutes a day, but an hour a day. Kind of like lifting weights. The more you do, the stronger you get. But faith is not a muscle. And now we've trapped ourselves into strengthening our faith by what we do, by our works. That is, by works of the law. But faith is not the law. Faith is over against the law. If we wanted the law, we don't go to Jesus. We go to the scribes and Pharisees and teachers of the law. The law demands works. Faith receives gifts. The two are not the same. The law accuses, always. The law kills. The law traps the sinner and covers in shame. Faith clings to Jesus. Faith holds on to the gifts of the Lord. Faith rejoices not in righteousness earned, but in righteousness given by Jesus and received as pure gift by the sinner. In the end, then, we finally see that what the problem is looking at faith. For faith never looks at faith. Faith looks at Jesus. Faith never tries to count up its strength. Faith counts up the gifts of Jesus and gets lost in the rejoicing of the abundance that cannot be counted. All those questions we ask about faith, how strong is your faith? Do you have enough faith? Do you need to work on your faith? Faith would never ask those questions. Those are questions of law. Those are questions of how I'm doing. Those are questions leading then away from faith. Faith never looks at faith. It looks at Christ Jesus and holds on to him. I have faith, the sinner says to Jesus. Help my unfaith. At that prayer, Jesus cast out the devil. He cleanses the conscience. He forgives the sin. And having your sins forgiven and your conscience cleansed by Jesus and holding on to that and rejoicing in his grace and his giving of gifts and not letting go, that's faith. So it's not about how strong your faith is. It's about who your faith clings to. Is he the strong one able to save? Faith worked by Jesus then, faith bestowed by the Holy Spirit. Faith that is always strong, even when it is weak. Because the big thing about faith is not how strong our faith is, but to whom our faith clings, to whom our faith looks and holds on to and will not let go. Because faith doesn't look at faith. It looks at Christ Jesus. That's all prayer is. Prayer is the voice of faith. Prayer is not a skill you learn, like learning how to throw a football or make pottery. Prayer is the voice of faith. It's the voice of a Christian crying out, I have faith, Lord. Help my unfaith. So after Jesus cast the demon out of the boy, the disciples asked Jesus, why were we unable to cast out the demon? Mark 9:28. And Jesus said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Prayer is the voice of faith. Faith prays to the Lord knowing that the sinner does not drive out the demon. That would leave it as a matter of works of the sinner, which is to say works of the law. But faith knows that the only one who can deliver from the demons is the Lord who forgives sin and rescues from the accusations of the law, which is what the demons use against us in our consciences. So faith prays. How can faith not have that voice? Jesus, the one in whom we have faith, to whom we hold tightly for our righteousness, Jesus told us, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. And then at the end of the prayer, Our Father, deliver us from evil. Rescue us, that is, from the evil one, from Satan. So we pray to our Father in heaven. We know that he is our Father by the faith we are given in his Son, Jesus. So we pray to our Father to deliver us from evil, from the evil one, from Satan and the demons. And we know that he delivers us. We know it by faith, the faith that we're given in his Son, who took our sins to the cross and redeemed us with his own blood and then descended into hell to proclaim to the demons that it's over, that he, Jesus, is the victor they have lost. He has ransomed us from them, from sin and hell, and they, the demons, are condemned. We will not now know this by our life of flesh. By our life of flesh, we are still afflicted by the devil, by our own sin. By our life of flesh, we are still stung then by the accusations of the law. But our life of faith, the life bestowed by the Holy Spirit, the life of a cleansed heart created in us by the hearing of the gospel, in our life of faith, we look only to Jesus. We cling to his righteousness. We hold to his promise. We rejoice in his grace. And in that joy, we say to him, I believe, Lord. I have faith, Lord. Help my unfaith. Jesus hears that prayer, and he answers us with his gospel. In the name of Jesus, amen.